Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome to Eventorac 2014. I'm Michael Lauer here, filling in for Lee and Stone. Just for a little bit, they're out walking around, getting a little bit of a break in. And I have a very special guest here from the Barbados Tourism Authority. I'm already interested. It's Mr. Seymour Bailey. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing here at Eventorac 2014.
Well, I represent the island of Barbados. And part of our reach beyond the regular sea sand tourists, the incentive travel business meeting, we like to say in Barbados, business is a pleasure. So for those folks looking to get away for the special events, corporate retreats, that type of stuff, more small to mid-sized events, we manage those very well in Barbados. GAMPI is one of those events that offer us an audience with planners who take business international, and therefore we want to have a presence here to reach out to many of those international planners as possible.
Now, I've always known that Barbados is a very touristy kind of place, and it's beautiful there. I've seen pictures. I've never been. I really want to go. Maybe you can hook me up with that later.
You can talk.
But I'm very ignorant on the business community that's thriving in Barbados. So can maybe you speak to that a little bit?
Well, Barbados, the island itself has transformed over the years. We're one of the leading economies within the Caribbean. So Barbados have pretty much transformed over the last 25, 30 years from a agricultural-based economy, sugar-based economy, and rum.
Rum, got to have the rum.
There's a thriving international business sector there. Offshore, captive offshore insurance companies, offshore banking, very very prominent in Barbados because at the heart of Barbados is a very educated population.
Sure.
So it provides a great human resource base for companies looking to do business international, and Barbados is well situated for that.
So you mentioned that GAMPI has a lot of stuff there?
Well, I mean, they are planners there, but my purpose here really just to interact with the planners of that are a part of GAMPI.
Okay,
that look to do meetings international. There are lots of folks who want to make the events a little more exciting, a little more fun. You mentioned rum, Barbados.
Different, you know, because that's not a common place to go and have an event, right?
Definitely. So if you want to do some stuff outside of the typical stuff you would do, particularly if you're looking to do incentives, and we have great DMC companies who would organize. I have one. We do like the fun fireries. We get them all in some small, we call them mini mocks, open roof cars on the island, and they have to drive around the island to find certain spots, certain locations. Might got to stop by a rum shop to get information. So
kind of scavenger hunt kind of thing.
Scavenger hunt,
yeah.
But it's a cultural experience.
That's cool.
You get to interact with the locals, and I mean, mentioning that, it might think a little resistance from you, but one of the great selling points of Barbados is a very safe destination. So one that you...
Well, that's important to a lot of people.
Oh, definitely.
I think everybody.
Yeah, very much so. And yeah. It's something that underscores our destination, number one, on our visitor survey, is the friendliness of the Barbadian public. So even though we have some all-inclusive resorts in Barbados, we tell folks, Barbados is not about all-inclusive. It's about getting out and exploring the destination and really having a great fun experience interacting with the folks. That is what makes the experience a phenomenal one.
So the main thing about, you know, what differentiates Barbados from other islands in the Caribbean is that, you know, it's a place that you can go out and really sightsee and feel safe and experience the locale. I know whenever I go to a new city, I always want to find that hole-in-the-wall place, that place that mom and pop are eating at on Saturday night. So I get to do that in Barbados, right?
Definitely. And the one spot, and actually it was just over by Vail Resorts, so going from Snowing Mountains, and she was just telling me, I was just in Barbados for a wedding, and she mentioned at one spot, Oystons. It's a fishing town on the south of the island. Every Friday, Saturday night comes alive. Great local seafood. You get your mahi mahi, your Caribbean spiny lobster, your swordfish, you name it. And that is prepared right there. You just grab a nice picnic table,
oh, wow,
a local Banks beer, and strike up a conversation with the locals next by. And after one or two Banks beers and a couple of rum punches, you might want to get in the amphitheater and sing some karaoke.
You may get me before that. I'm a karaoke hog, man. I'm a ham when it comes to that kind of stuff.
It's just a warm, friendly experience. And I like when I take particularly my travel agents or my planners there, just kind of sitting back and watching the moment. No one is clutching their purses. Everybody's just like relaxed and enjoying the moment. And
it's vacation,
right? A vacation, but it's a great mixture of locals and visitors alike. And no one is tense and stressed. It's just a very warm, friendly, welcoming atmosphere in Barbados.
Now, are you from Barbados?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're a local. So you grew up there. Now they're sending you to the mainland, right? So what's that kind of like, leaving Barbados, coming to a place like Atlanta?
Well, and I'm actually based in out of Miami, but
okay.
I've been here for...
So you don't currently live in Barbados?
No, I reside in Miami.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been representing, and it's one of the great privileges of a Barbadian. And one of the things you hear about Barbadians, that we are very proud people, and we are proud of who we are as a nation. And when we are given these official capacities where we can represent our island and speak volumes to who we are as a destination, who we are as a people, as a country.
Well, that's a draw. I think it is. Oh. I mean, if someone to be proud of the place they're from, you want to go there and experience that.
Of course. And so we are the best ambassadors for our country, because wherever we go, officially, like me or unofficially, we speak very highly of our country, because it is one that, as we said, has punched above its weight for a very long time. When you look at our history as a nation, Barbados going way back, we were once considered the most wealthy of Great Britain's colonies because of sugar. So we have a history that has brought the nation very far, and that has, I say, transformed us over the years, which has made Barbados a well-respected tourist destination, but just in general as a destination that people have admired how it has transformed over the year, taking care of its citizens and making us pretty much the envy of the Caribbean.
So what kind of packages would you offer a business that's looking to kind of come there? What would you say to a business to convince them to come to Barbados, other than just showing them a picture? Because that would convince me.
Well, a lot of it, because our desk, the product, and if you're speaking specifically to the planners attending here, what is great about Barbados, we don't have huge mega resorts in Barbados, so everything is more personalized in Barbados. So we tend to tailor packages to the individual. So it is not a mass market where we said, okay, this is what we have, take it or leave it. But we want to sit with you to see what your needs are. And we tailor specific packages to each of the planners and to their requirements. And as a tourist destination, again, that's what we thrive on, the tourism business. So we try to make it as attractive as possible for those looking to bring groups, to bring meetings, to bring incentives to Barbados. And where possible, we will chip in as a destination. Maybe we have to do transfers at one point. But again, it all depends on the planner, what they're looking for, and what we can do to inducements we can offer.
So you work with them on things too. I mean, this isn't like this is what we offer. If you don't like it, then you can't do it. I mean, you want to grow this.
Definitely. We're looking to grow this. As we even look at having some airlift here out of Atlanta, possibly towards the end of the year, this becomes a very critical market for us here in Atlanta, as we try to get some airlift out of this, because I know Atlanta in particular, you have lots of nonstop options, and the idea of connecting through Miami is...
It's the busiest airport in the world.
Oh, yeah. And connecting through Miami is not most appealing for you folks.
No.
But as we say in Barbados, it takes a little longer to get to us, but it's a lot harder to leave once you get there.
I like that. That's good. All right, so... You are here to meet a very specific type of person. How hard is it for you to get in front of those people that you think? Well, is it pretty easy to meet meeting planners? Like, where's the hang up for you?
Well, I think in these type of meetings, the quality planners and those who work internationally, they know the destinations already. So therefore, they're coming forward. I've met planners here already who have done a number of meetings. So those ones who are doing the international meetings, they come easily to the top, and you can have a conversation, see what they've done before. They might have done some of the other islands in the Caribbean and some of the other international destinations. So you know that's where they're taking their business, and therefore you want to connect with them and see how I can convince them and give them a compelling reason why they might want to consider Barbados for their next incentive, for their next corporate meeting, for their next retreat, for their team building efforts that I can show them where Barbados has, because sometimes going international, there's a challenge in thinking, okay, how do we pull this off?
Sure.
But I can show them where we have quality DMCs, folks who can put all this together for them on the ground, from the time they arrive, transfers from the airport, putting together activities, all the technology that is needed. It is available in Barbados.
You'll one-stop shop it for them. You'll make it all accessible and make it easy for them to get all this information.
And that is what the Tourist Board, we're here for, too.
Right.
As you say, bring it together for them and show them you can do exactly what you're doing here in Atlanta or any other city here in the U.S., that we have teams, we have the technology, we have the facilities to bring together and make your event a successful one and a fun one in Barbados.
So getting in front of these people and having a meaningful conversation with them is top priority for you.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. All right, so before we head out real quick, what do you think about EventRack this year? Have you been before? Is this your first time here?
This is my second year with EventRack. We were over there by the airport last year, and I know they wanted to bring it into the city to attract a number more planners. I like the atmosphere here at the Mart, like being downtown Atlanta, and we're seeing those planners coming in, and it's steady. It's not a consistent, but I prefer quality above quantity.
Absolutely.
So we're getting
the right one in.
Yes.
Give me 5 minutes, and you'll be in Barbados before you know it.
There you go.
So where can people go to learn more about the Barbados Tournament?
Well, the official website is visitbarbados.org. You can go onto our website and there get all the information about the destination. So that is visitbarbados.org.
We'll see more. I'm glad you got the opportunity to come on by and get us a quick interview.
Well, thank you for your time.
I really enjoyed
it. I hope to see you in Barbados soon.
I hope to. We'll be talking about that in a minute, I promise.
Appreciate it.
Well, we'll be back in a few from EventRack 2014.